At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Ludacris City.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. You're listening to B. Mitchell Finley, and we're out west, Ashburn, Virginia. B, I was trying to think about this driving out here this morning. I legit don't know what day of training camp it is. We've hit that portion.
Yeah, I don't really care. Just show up, watch practice, talk about it, keep moving.
Yeah, like the day, I'm guessing.
If we were getting paid to remember the day, I would have it down, dog.
I'm guessing we're in like day 14-ish, 15-ish.
We're back about another 10 to 12 days left.
Yeah. We're back in the tent. The boys will be back on the practice field. They're practicing this afternoon. They wanted to switch it to afternoons, but it looks like tomorrow is going to be early because it's supposed to get hot again. Plenty for us to discuss from Friday night's loss in New England, but we start with relatively breaking news this morning. Being out here yesterday, you and I were out here yesterday. Shout out to all the military that was here. Military Appreciation Day is always a really cool day.
Yeah.
I'm glad they take the time and the players make an effort to go sign. And, you know, DQ and Jaden talked about how important the military is to them. It's a great day and it went well. But you couldn't help but notice towards the end of that practice, I mean, there were 20, 25 tryout guys.
It was 20. It was a total of 20 yesterday. At one point, when I was standing there, and I saw eight of them walk out. They were coming out. This is the time of the year where they now know who can do what they want them to do and who can't.
Well, especially after you give up a 50 spot in your preseason opener.
Yeah, I mean,
because a lot of these guys that are coming right now probably aren't going to make the 53 and probably not even the 70.
Yeah.
But the last 20 dudes that are here, like, somebody's going to have to play the fourth quarter against Cincinnati. Somebody's going to play most of that game against Baltimore. And I think, you know, they weren't thrilled with what they saw in New England.
They weren't, and they shouldn't have been. But I think people have to pump the brakes a little bit on that whole deal. You know, when you don't play your first 30 people on your team, you're going to have outputs like that. Then again, they know in practice when our ones was playing against them what happened.
Sure.
And they came out that game, and they were very serious about it. Tom Brady getting his statue put up and unveiled. But there were guys in the game that seemed overwhelmed. There were guys in the game that seemed like they are not ready for this level of football. There were some guys in the game I thought played damn good. Johnny Newton, I like what Johnny did.
So to me, with that game, especially with the benefit of now, you know, 3 days removed from it, the result is largely inconsequential.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the biggest questions we had going into that game, how would Amos look? How would Connerly look? How would Bill look? Those answers were very good.
Yeah.
Like, the stuff that really mattered is very minuscule compared to the results of the ball game.
See,
but the stuff that really mattered is what you should focus on.
That's it. That's it. But I think, like, people have to just sometimes look in the mirror and check themselves. Like, everybody says preseason doesn't matter. And then when a game like that happened, then it matters to everybody. There are a lot of teams that went 0-4 in preseason, but they went on and won the Super Bowl. We were 1-3. We won the Super Bowl. I'm not saying this team will go win the Super Bowl.
I think you were 0-4.
No, we were 1-3 that year.
The preseason, 91?
Yeah. It was a little 27-24 game, I think, somewhere in there. I went and looked back at it because I thought we were 0-4 as well. But the thing for me is, you have to know what you're looking for. When you told me who was released today, well, you and Dominic Hampton.
Right. So the news that came out this morning, a series of roster moves. The Commanders signed two corners, Asong Bassey and Antonio Hamilton, as well as a linebacker, Duke Riley.
Uh-huh.
Two players were placed on the IR. Lucas Niang, who Dan Quinn told us about yesterday, tore his ACL.
Offensive lineman.
Yeah. And then Kevon Seymour. I saw somebody leaving Friday night down the tunnel with what looked like a big air cast or big brace on their leg, but I was running the opposite way to go do a live hit, so I couldn't take my time to figure out who it was. I think I now know. I believe the body type looked like a DB, and now we've got a DB on the IR, so I think we know.
When I saw the guys walking, before they even came out, I was like, you know, any roster moves we need to know about? Try to stay on top of that stuff. And the exact words I got were, not now.
Yeah.
Maybe later. And you see what's happening.
And so the headline of the roster moves this morning, Viliami Fehoko, big boy kind of playing D-end, released. Alan George, corner, released. And the headliner is Dominique Hampton, a fifth rounder from last year, played safety in college at University of Washington. They're trying to convert him to a linebacker. And he just got pushed around Friday night.
And that's the league is going to that where they try to find these safeties and move them to linebacker. A lot of guys have played safety in college. You go to, you know, what's the dude from the Bears?
Erlacher. Yeah.
You know, and he became a Hall of Famer.
Right.
It can happen, but not everybody is about that life. And I'm going to be totally honest with you. I think the way that practices are this day and age, that's a hard-ass move to make. When you are a guy who's been playing safety in college, you're sitting back, then you get to the pros, and you rarely ever have to tackle and really take on people. Then you get into a game, and you got to do it.
Yeah.
You find out who's a little timid. And the linebacker position is not a timid position.
No.
Hell, London is not the biggest guy in the world, but nothing timid was about him. But you saw how he played.
Sure.
You know, Ray Lewis is not the biggest guy in the world, but you see how he played. You got to have that in you. If that's not in you, you're going to have problems. And, you know, I can understand that move right there.
Yeah, I can't say I was surprised. A lot of folks are responding, you know, like I'm good for Adam Peters to cut bait on a draft pick in the second season rather than there were times at various, I mean, the Bruce era, the Ron era, if he drafted somebody, that dude was at least getting 3 years in.
Yeah,
that's
but
just
I,
how it's going to go.
They can't just jump and think Adam. They got to look at the coaches. The coaches are the ones that's letting him know who don't fit the bill. You know,
with Hampton in that game, it might have just been the film.
No.
It might not have been that difficult.
But it's coaches. I'm saying it's coaches to say it. You know, I think people want to give credit or blame to people so much that they skip over the people that actually look up there and make decisions.
I do think there is a larger problem, specific to the results Friday night. just keep this in mind, because I know we have our poll question of the day brought to you by AAA, and we're asking people, like, you know, how concerned are you from Friday night's game, right? And we're going to get to that. What I can't stress enough, specific to the game Friday night, 30 dudes didn't play.
Yeah.
Of your week one roster that is 53 players and only 47 of them active,
yep.
30 dudes,
yeah.
And that's close to 65% of your roster.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Going one step further.
That's the majority.
Right. Yes.
They can pass anything they want to pass if they vote like that.
Right. We watched joint practices.
Yes.
That you had two 90-man rosters in New England at practice.
Mm-hmm.
One dude was very clearly the best football player of everyone there.
Even reporters and media people in New England said that.
Sure. It was not. Jaden Daniels is the engine of this football team. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of parts, man.
What was the word they used? Surgical.
Surgical. Clinical. What? Yeah. Like.
He's a surgeon.
Dude.
Out there. He just gets it done, man.
And I asked him yesterday about, you know, people were asking about the red zone. He's like, man, we're not game planning, and I'm not running. Like, when you take away one of the most dynamic gifts the young man has, and I'm not pretending that not having Terry isn't a factor, because it is. Contested catches are one of the things McLaurin is fantastic at. But, like, I think we all got to take a big old deep breath about Friday night.
Yeah, like, if you did not see – Wednesday, then you can't make your mind understand that 30 people were not even in uniform, that will probably be in uniform for you during the season playing. Then I can understand coming from the game going, oh, man, I'm so worried. But if you are any type of student of this game and you listen to people talking, and if it's somebody on the radio, somebody that's a media person that's trying to tell you how bad things need to be, then you need to just turn them off, because they don't know what the hell they're talking about either. Because if they hear and they don't understand that, then they got problems, okay? And if I don't care if you get upset that I said it, I'll say your name if I have to one day. But you have to understand what is transpiring here. That man decided, he said earlier that week, we are going to play our starters in practice. That's where they're getting their work at. Then we're going to see which young guys are ready or not ready. And a lot of young guys prove they're not ready. And now you move forward because, like you said this before, Jay, when you go into this part of training camp, you basically know who 50 guys are.
Yes.
The 53, it might be 25, 30 guys fighting for three spots. And then you have such a large roster when it comes to the practice squad, you can add a ton of people there, too.
It's a 70-man roster
now. So
and with the Saturday night call-ups, it's a different ball
game. There you go. So even that, some guys aren't ready for that, okay?
Right. what
you have to understand, and that's what they're looking for. And listen, if I'm concerned about anything from that game that night, it's the penalties. Because most of them were not penalties that Dan said he could deal with. He can deal with aggression
penalties. The Revo, which was a junk penalty, he can deal with that.
He can deal with that. But the offsides and the false starts and things like that, things that are just mental errors, I'm concerned about that. And watching guys that – this is tackle football, right? This is not flag. I know we've been promoting and the team commanders are big time behind flag football. But the people that they're paying to play don't play flag football, right?
It's tackle.
Well, I watch some guys that's trying to make tackles that will not go to the ground. And if you don't want to get dirty, stay your ass home. I mean, it's a lot of people would love that position and will hit people and drag them and do what you got to do. I was concerned about that. And I'm sure the dude I know that's leading that defense, he going to call out those names. Joe Witt, he believes in physical.
Right.
He believes in coming in there with intentional harm on people. He don't believe in that not playing physical, not trying to touch the ball. And I saw that too many times.
I'm with you on the physicality. New England took the fight to them. It was also, they played a lot more guys than Washington did. My thing with the preseason game and the preseason score particularly is not to care about it. The results are largely inconsequential. Where I do think there's something to be learned, to your point, the penalties, the special teams. I asked DQ yesterday about the coverage, and you could tell he's still pissed about the kickoff coverage. Mm-hmm. He's like, we pride ourselves on that. And he
you know who's on that boat with him?
Sure.
Me, Larry is on.
Right. So
half of the damn guys that were on there covering.
So I asked him, I was like, dude, you know, how do you address the kickoff coverage? And he was like, yeah, we were really not pleased. That did not meet our standard. And the way you address it is you put it up on the board and you acknowledge it. And DQ has a good way of, like, saying one thing in the media. What do you think that film session was like with Izzo? And I bet DQ was in there for it.
It was a lot of those. You remember some of those words he used at that graduation and people were all upset? It was a lot of those words.
A lot of those words.
And I just want people to understand, and we've been trying to say this for a long time, this is grown-ass men. Okay, this radio show today may be a little close to it. So Lenny, keep the thing. I'm in a Big Tony mood today. It's a bunch of grown ass men playing a game that you get paid millions of dollars to play.
Right.
And if they want to go out there and nobody can say something to them, they don't want to play like grown men, take your ass home. Don't play. One thing I know, yes, the game has changed some. They've changed the way you approach and all that. But still, the people that are damn good at it have to have a little screw loose. Darryl Green, great guy. He had a screw loose. Guy that small playing football that long, something is wrong with him. He got a little screw loose. But he's also able to maintain another aspect of his life when he gets there. But on a football field, you got to transform. The problem is we had just little Volkswagen Beetles out there. Nobody transformed to an Optimus Prime or somebody like that when they got sure. on the field. They want to still be nice. Well, you know what? You could be nice sitting in the stands with the rest of us watching the game.
Right.
But when we turn on the damn TV or we go to watch a game and the coaches turn on TV and film, they want to see some maniacs out there. And if you can't get it done like that, just save a lot of people a problem, the time, and just say, hey, I'm going to back off because I can't give y'all what y'all want.
I think that's well said. For me, with – Friday night's result, I don't care about the score. The specialty of the actual, like, what needs to be addressed, the special teams and the penalties were terrible. Let's be real. They were terrible.
Yeah.
But I don't think the special teams are going to be terrible in the regular season. I don't think they're going to have 13 penalties in a game like they did, you know, Friday night. My actual takeaway, And this is not just from the game. Mm-hmm. This is from the practices. It's from watching them out here. I've watched damn near every second of 3 weeks of camp. And you see it today. The linebacker position, Bobby and Frankie are good. Those mm-hmm. dudes are good. But you are going into another season where those dudes are probably going to have to play 100% of the snaps again. Because McGee is dealing with this hammy, yeah. right? McGee's dealing with a Sammy. Sounds like another week is the vibe I'm getting. Right?
Well, September 7th is what we care about.
Sure. But, like, last year he dealt with stuff. Mm-hmm. He's dealing with stuff again. He was the guy people were most excited about. I thought Medrano looked okay Friday night. Mm-hmm. First time under the lights. The speed, the physicality's there. There's some positives. They just cut this kid Hampton, and they bring in another guy. Like, the depth at linebacker is a concern to me. And B, the depth at receiver is a concern. It's been a concern. It remains a concern.
Well, I think they understand that. I think the people out there understand it.
We saw a big drop.
I watched Sam
Friday
Hartman.
Night.
I know people want to knock Sam. Sam was 9 of 19. But there were three balls that were in both hands of receivers.
Two by Moore and a touchdown by Osborne.
I'm talking about 12 of 19 with another 65 yards if those balls are pulled in. So he wouldn't have looked that bad. So
I thought the pick was really bad.
The pick.
I also thought Gallup ran a bad route on that pick.
The pick.
And then he fell down.
He didn't fall. He slipped. But the thing about that ball should have never been thrown.
It was late.
It was late as hell. And you throwing it from the left hash mark all the way over to the right sideline. That cornerback had already read that thing.
That was an easy pick.
Listen, he got a straight A on that. Right? His professor was like, dude, you read that thing.
But let's be real, too, about, you know, the indignation about Hartman or even Johnson. I mean, neither of them – I thought Johnson clearly played better. Neither of them were particularly great. Like, if we get to the regular season and Johnson or Hartman have to play, you're probably in trouble anyway. Like, who's got the best roster in the NFL? The Eagles?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if they get to their third-string quarterback, they're probably in trouble. Yeah. Like, that's just the reality of this thing. The depth at receiver is alarming, and you've got Terry's situation, which maybe it gets resolved in the next 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. Who knows, right? Yeah. But you still like to think Terry's going to be out there. Then
Terry and Noah makes a world of difference.
Totally. I think you can count on Terry because he's been so healthy for so long and so good for so long. You just are in a contract impasse. Noah, when he's on the field, plays at such a physical level that is so impressive, but he misses time, dude. And right now, I don't even know that we know if this is something new or if this is the thing from OTAs or what it is.
Yeah.
And he got released in Houston because he missed his time. They just didn't think they could count on him. He's a good player. He is a dog, fierce, physical competitor. But without him, you got Debo, who's looked really good. I thought had an excellent practice yesterday. You got Ertz. Eckler's looked good. Bill looks like he's emerging. B-Rob, like, they have weapons. But the depth at wide receiver, I mean, I thought Ja'Cory Brooks looked the best the other night of everybody.
Yeah, I mean, he's looked good throughout training camp.
Tay Martin is the guy they signed.
Yep.
Every
time I hear Tay Martin, I think about Tay to be hitting his own on the thing.
Every time I say it, I think of T Martin, the old Tennessee quarterback.
Hey, Tay, I haven't seen any. Well, I hadn't been on it lately. Did Tay go up and come out here and try to play and not be on the stream anymore?
I don't know. But that Tay, I believe, is Tay Wilson.
Yeah, but still, you know, he could have changed his last name. Never know.
Just to get a tryout.
Yeah, get a tryout.
Here's what I do know. Commanders made a series of roster moves this morning, okay? And that included bringing in two new cornerbacks, Bassey and Hamilton, as well as linebacker Duke Riley. Now, if these guys decide to put down roots in the DMV, there's only one person they should call. His name, John Leahy.
Yep, they should reach out to John just like Ashley did. Ashley had purchased her Upper Marlboro home 2 years ago, but it didn't gain any equity. For her, it had become time to sell. John Leahy and the Fine Living Group went right to work, and it certainly didn't take long. The property was under contract and within 3 days and sold for the very price that John and his team had recommended it in only 2 months. If you're looking to sell, take advantage of John Leahy and the Fine Living Group's guaranteed offer. Start by finding out what your home is worth in only 30 seconds at johnsellsdmv.com. We're talking about our good friend John Leahy and the Fine Living Group of eXp Realty. John offers you flexible fees customized to your needs, and he knows that life happens. So if needed, John will let you out of your contract at any time.
And let's be real. Moving is stressful. All of the things involved, packing up your house, dealing with the cable company, all of that stuff is stressful. What John Leahy and the Fine Living Group could do is reduce the stress. They know the right mortgage people. They know the right moving company. Shout out to Metropolitan Moving. Whatever it is, they could take care of you. Sometimes you got to move because you're getting divorced or you lost a job or maybe you got a promotion or you want to be closer to your grandkids. Whatever it is, John Leahy and the Fine Living Group can take care of it. One of the best assets, they have a deep bench of buyers in waiting. More than 10,000 buyers ready to rock. That's why I would call John, and you should too. 301-900-3052. Go online to johnsellsdmv.com, or what's even easier, just Google John Leahy Group and start packing. Guitar riff.
My happiness.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fam. We're live out in Ashburn, Virginia. The Ravens, about a half hour ago now, announced that next week's joint practices against the Commanders have been mutually canceled. The scheduling is kind of unique in that the Ravens have a Saturday preseason game against the Cowboys. Washington has a Monday preseason game against the Bengals. Presumably starters from both teams, if they're going to play, will play this week. I asked Dan Quinn if the canceled practices impact his plan for Monday night. He said no, but the newsworthy item was that he said we have a plan for our starters to play against the Bengals. So exactly what that means, maybe we'll find out, but the starters are going to play in some capacity, right? Brian, I can buy the mutually agreed upon cancellation of practice, but it is odd. Like, they knew their preseason schedule when they agreed to schedule the joint practice in the first place. How do you – that's the joint practices, the coaches will tell you, are the best work these teams get, better than the preseason. So I can't imagine, even if it is mutually agreed upon, that they're thrilled to cancel them.
Nah, I don't think they'd be thrilled. I mean – like you said, they knew what the dates were before, why it comes to this point for it to be changed. So, I don't know what it is.
What do your spidey senses tell you?
I don't know. Listen, man, it could be multiple things. You can say one team wanted to get rid of it. The other team may not want to go. But then again, when you look at the logistics, okay, when you have one team out here, the other team comes down and check it out. Maybe they didn't want to deal with that. I don't know. You know?
I believe that the scheduling was a factor. It is odd because they've known the scheduling for a while now. Lanfield, as the professor of BS, what do you sense with this canceled joint practice?
Yeah, that's weird. I mean, the schedule came out a while ago. Why? Like, what's the point of scheduling it if you're just going to say the schedule doesn't work?
Phone lines are open. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. What do you make of a canceled joint practice exactly 1 week before it was slated to happen? Let's hit these phones. Let's go to Kenny in Largo. Kenny, what do you make of the canceled joint practices?
Boo, boo, boo. I am so bummed. I'm not going to lie, man. I swear to God. What up, JP, Mr. B, Mitch, Mr. JP? How y'all doing, though?
Good, buddy. How are you?
I'm good. Because I was gonna call in tomorrow and ask y'all, like, where them tickets at for the joint practice. I swear to God I was. Because I'm like, for me, my men was trying to go. And I'm like, man, where's the tickets at? But come to find out, they probably knew they was going to cancel it from the get-go. So, and I wanted to see how they was going to look against a good defense, too. Like, I was... Yeah,
that's a good question too, though. So that's a good question. How are people gonna come watch it? But nobody gonna be able to watch it?
I don't believe it was open to fans. Now, does that mean there couldn't have been friends and family, or the other day wasn't open to fans, but one of the big sponsors of the team was able to have their employees out here? Like, I don't know.
So I don't get it. Normally, joint practices are going to have fans from both sides.
What's interesting is in my text thread with Kerwin and Heather this morning. We were talking about something, and somebody suggested, oh, they might start taking down all the stands and stuff for fans because they break all this stuff down. And I was like, they'll probably keep it up through the joint practices. Mm-hmm. Maybe they are going to start taking it all down. There's no joint practice coming to town. What percentage, B, do you think this is a little Harbaugh okey-doke? Just like, yeah, we'll do it. And then at the last minute, it's like, nah, we can't. Sorry, bro.
I don't think it was nothing like that. I really don't. I think something could have happened along the way. It looked like one of them landing flies, dog.
Dog, I just had a big-ass bug land on the back of my neck, man.
But I just think – I don't know if it's an okey-doke. I just think that we don't know what happened. I don't know. And then you and I had a discussion earlier this year about a joint practice out here. Doesn't seem very feasible, does it?
Here's what we know about the joint practice in New England. Like, New England, because they have practice facilities built at the stadium, had infrastructure. They had locker rooms. They had whatever Washington needed.
Parking?
Right. Parking, everything. I think there's a real discussion if there is infrastructure here in Washington, in Ashburn, to host another team. I honestly wondered that when they announced they were hosting the joints. I was like, I wonder if they can host joints here. They did it. They were supposed to do it. Now they are not. It's interesting. Ed is in Towson on line 3. Ed, what up, man?
Hey, what's up, fellas? How you feel?
Chilling, man.
I think that they're going to have to fix it. It sucks that they're not going to do it. And because I'm on my way out to a practice now. You, Mitch, you know Dino, right? You know Dino?
Dino who?
Dino, the defense coordinator over at DeMassa.
Oh, yeah.
You don't know. Yeah. I told him I was going to call you on the way out there to practice. He said, well, tell him I said, hey. Anyway,
yeah.
They got to figure out a way to coordinate it, and they got to figure out a way to make a check, a big enough check off of joint practice, because they're not thinking about what it means to the players. And I used to coach, means to the players and the coaches a joint practice. That's where you get your reps from. That's where I think, Mitch, in a situation like that, you can correct. Can you not coach? You can coach during a joint practice, right? You can correct a player.
Yeah. It's basically you coaching like hell.
Exactly. And that's where you get it from. But I think the powers that be that did a scheduling mess up don't understand how important it is for this to happen, because you can redo it. Okay, run it back. And you correct things. I think when they figure out how to make a check on this and stream it and all that kind of stuff, I think that will be the new thing, because there's less chance of injury because you're going at a different pace, but you're playing football. So I think it sucks because, you know, I'm sure Dan Quinn don't like it because he got stuff he wanted to look at in real time, but in a practice format. So when they figure out how to make a big enough check on it, I think they'll do something about it. But it does suck.
Doug, they're always going to make more money having a preseason game because they sell that as part of a ticket package.
Yeah.
Like if you buy season tickets, you buy tickets to the preseason.
But ultimately, it's a practice. So you would like them to be going against another team. Just like they went against each other the other day, they could do that again. Find a way. Move on. This is Peyton Manning right here. Check the pancakes. We got an audible. Figure out another way. Both of the teams.
Let's go to Jaden. Jaden on line one. Jaden, you bummed you don't get to practice against the Ravens now?
Yeah, can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Yeah, I just think overall, the preseason and like joint practices, I just think not to do away with them, I just don't think starters need them. And I don't really see the use. I know Kansas City, Andy Reid's never done a joint practice. Like, I just feel like now it just seems like the last couple of years, preseason, the whole process is dragged out. I mean, SEC and college football, they don't do anything. And the week one games look just fine. So I just think the whole situation kind of just seems a little drawn out, in my opinion. I mean, I just saw a video on Twitter where, like, Myles Garrett and Lane Johnson went one-on-one, and the caption's literally, these guys are just tired. So, I don't know. That's kind of my opinion on it.
Yeah, but college has a lot more people, and they're not paying them all that money. So when you have investment in people, you're not trying to just throw them out there not fully warmed up. That's a different thing. And, yeah, they're getting paid in college, but you know what? Ain't the college paying them. It's other people that's cutting a lot of those checks. So it ain't the same as college in the NFL.
Thanks for the call, man. Let's keep the phones going here.
But they are getting to be a little – they make too much stuff out of it. If it means a lot, then they need to put more into it. Because you can't keep selling how much it means when the people that need to be getting to work aren't playing and the fans are paying the same amount of money they're paying for a regular season game.
I mean, that's been going on for years now.
I understand, but you got more of the starters playing than you do now. Like now, you might get starters in one game for a quarter. At least you got them for the first series or quarter in the first game. In the second game, you got them for the first half. In the third game, they played the first half, came out in the second quarter. Then they probably didn't play in the third. That's more in one preseason than they're getting right now in 3 and 4 preseason out of the starters.
Yeah, I don't know the answer to fans getting screwed. Because fans definitely get screwed. Like, period.
I think that's the ultimate thing, because if it gets to a point and people say, well, we're not buying preseason tickets. I mean, hell, you're not playing anybody anyway. Y'all don't seem to make it important because coaches have stated publicly we get more work at the joint practice. Okay, then, well, cool. Well, I'm not going to pay you to come see a game if y'all got more work at the thing I couldn't come see.
I agree. The other part of this kind of lost in the sauce here is the Ravens are really good. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, that would have been good work against the work you got in New England was good work, but that Patriots team's trying to rebuild, figure out that getting back to being an elite competitor.
Mm-hmm.
The Ravens are. You know what would have been good for this defense is seeing Lamar Jackson. You know what would have been good for Jaden Daniels? Seeing Kyle Hamilton.
Yep.
Like, the Ravens are really good and usually buttoned up, ready to go. Like, that would have been a good test, and you're not going to get the same test in the preseason, period.
Mm-hmm.
Folks are on the phones. We're going to keep these phones open. Coming up at noon, we're going to do a little college football preview. If you're on hold, Matt, Russ, stay there. Hit us up, 800-636-1067. Ravens and Commanders joint practices are canceled. What do you think? It's B. Mitch and Finley.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District
what
of
do deadlines
Columbia,
do, JP?
And James Cook just got paid.
Hey, deadlines make deals, baby.
Look at that. Now, everybody here in Washington, very, very focused on the Terry McLaurin situation. B, I no lie had a dream about the contract situation last night. I'll tell you about it. Yeah, it was bizarre.
Damn, Jay, you really thinking about this stuff. They say you normally dream about what you go to bed thinking of.
I'm trying to figure stuff out, man. I'm trying to figure things out. But here's what we know. James Cook, Buffalo Bills, just got
paid. That's a running back getting paid. That is clearly big deal for Buffalo. This is a young man that's been very good for them. Now, let's do some NFL math, people. Welcome into B. Mitch and Finley. His name's Brian Mitchell. He's an NFL legend. I'm a big year blogger. We're streaming if you want to stream along with us. If you want to see what we look like today. Actually, B, do you recognize this shirt?
No.
About the back?
TPC.
Yeah, man, with a voodoo doll.
Oh,
I thought you'd like
shucks.
It. One thing that's really important for
be
us.
Careful all, wearing that, Jay.
us all to remember is James Cook, running back for the Bills, who has shown some real promise, right?
Yep.
Young guy, his older brother's Dalvin Cook, if you're familiar with his work, famously with the Vikings, but he's bounced around a little bit.
Banged up a little bit.
Yep. I think James Cook is a Georgia Bulldog. James Cook
he's a Bulldog!
The Mississippi State Bulldog! I hope Fred heard that one. we have to play my B. Mitch impression from yesterday, by the way. In the last two seasons, James Cook has gone for probably close to 3,000 yards from scrimmage. And last season, he had 16 touchdowns on the ground, 18 total touchdowns, two-time Pro Bowler. So James Cook was holding out. Then James Cook decided to hold in.
Uh-huh.
Then James Cook decided, I'm going to practice because I feel like this thing's getting close.
Mm-hmm.
And then this morning, I believe it was this morning, maybe it was last night, forgive me, James Cook signed a 4-year, $48 million deal.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of that $48 million, $30 million is guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
So the reality is, this is probably a 2-year contract extension at $15 a pop, is my guess.
Hey.
I haven't seen the numbers to know for sure.
You think he's complaining about $15 per?
Definitely not. I also know that James Cook is still under contract this year for the last year of his rookie deal.
Mm-hmm.
So this is an extension, right? This goes above and beyond. But I think if you are a Commanders fan, and I don't want to extrapolate too much, right? Like, these are different situations, different teams, different positions, different age groups for sure. But if you want to extrapolate and you want some optimism regarding the Terry McLaurin situation, what have we seen with Terry? We saw him hold out. Then we saw him hold in. Then yesterday, we saw him at practice. Now, he did not practice. I can't imagine his first day in a ramp-up period would have been a full pad scrimmage anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But he was out there.
Yeah.
We saw him talk with Adam Peters. Depending on if you believe the lip-reading AI services, it seemed like maybe there was some real conversation about let's get this done. Who knows? Maybe they were talking about.
Who was reading lips that closely?
Dog, these AI programs,
man.
Man,
they full of crap.
I don't know.
Listen, man, let's just go here.
Ignore the lip reading.
I don't worry about the lip reading.
The process just, is.
But I mean,
there's some similarities.
This is basically what happens all the time. People go through a situation where they seem like they're upset. One guy say, I'm going to hold out. The other people act like they're going to hold. They're gonna stand pat. They begin to talk. They get a deal done. I mean, it's going through the thing like it does all the time. And like you're right, James Cook's deal has nothing to do with this deal. I think this deal had to go through the process. You know? And listen, if a deal isn't going to happen, they'd have made a move by now, I think. Because there are people that will trade for him. And
you talking about Terry or
yes,
Cook?
Yes, I'm talking about Terry. I'm off of Buffalo Bills. They can everybody can keep over there. The deal with Terry is going to take care of itself as soon as it's time to take care of it. And I think it's coming soon. That's just my belief.
I do too, B. I think, and I'm not just basing it on Terry being at practice yesterday. I think that's an important part of this. I've thought all along it's going to be a time thing. And I think Washington's offense getting bogged down in spots doesn't necessarily hurt Terry's
mm-hmm.
options. But dude, both of these teams need each other. Like, that's not to suggest there aren't other ways to go. Of course, this is the United States of America. There's always another way. This is the planet Earth. Things can always happen and change. But like, Washington needs Terry. Jaden needs Terry. The offense needs Terry.
Yeah.
And Terry's under contract for this year. So, like, if he wants to increase what he knows his guarantees will be, the best way to do it is to sign now. That doesn't mean – B, we were in New England. How many people talked to you about Terry up there?
Everybody I saw.
Everybody. They're obsessed with getting McLaurin.
Yep.
And I keep telling them it's not going to happen. But I just think we're getting closer and closer.
Terry on this team helps his team get to where they want to go. Terry on somebody else's team, and no matter what you get for it, don't help this team get to where they want to go at that point, because this offense being dominant helps you move forward. And for the most part, there's nobody from the trade you a receiver that's better than Terry right now.
No. No. It's mid-August, dude. Like, if things were going to happen, generally the dudes you're going to get in mid-August, unless there's some massive trade coming, which I wouldn't expect, I think you get Terry, I think you get a deal done relatively soon. And it's kind of what we said when they got to camp in mid-July or late July, whatever it was, the 24th-ish. Like, yeah, they've got time. Zach Ertz, I think he was on SportsCenter. I don't remember where Zach Ertz said it. But he said, he's like, yeah, you know, it's 7 weeks until week one. Mm-hmm. I don't think this is a primary concern. But the news this morning, James Cook getting paid by the Bills. You can believe the number his agent wants you to believe, which is 4 years, 48 mil. Or you can believe that it's 30 million guaranteed. If you look around the league, the highest paid running backs, Saquon Barkley, Christian McCaffrey, are both making about 20 mil a year. Saquon's making over 20. CMC's making 19. Then you've got Derrick Henry, Jonathan Taylor at that 14, 15 mark. I think James Cook can get there because he's been really, really good, and the Bills know they want to keep him. And the market just keeps going up.
Yep.
So my guess is, what is 4 and 48 is 12, right? And 4 times 12, 48?
Yeah.
But if it's 30 guaranteed, maybe it's 12 a year and they guaranteed a little into a third year. Maybe they gave him, what would that be? A $6 million roster bonus is guaranteed on the third day of the league year.
You like dissecting that. I don't care. It ain't my money.
Sure.
Whatever those numbers are, they are. I don't give a damn about it. All I know is he signed a deal that was bigger than the one he had.
Correct. And I don't know. I almost want to open the phones off the top here. I know we tried to do this yesterday, but we just had so much going on out at practice. Like, James Cook just got into camp. There are more and more people kind of getting done. And I just wonder if people are feeling better. I think even Jeff's crazy ass, the roller coaster that is Jeff Walker, is feeling better. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think the Terry situation, I literally had a dream about it last night that – I was like in this weird office building.
Getting a little deep in that thing, man.
I was in this office building talking with Terry, and he told me where they're at and where they needed to be, and that he thought it was close. Now, those numbers were cockamamie. They were not real, but it was interesting. It was very bizarre to have a dream about it. I can tell you that. Perhaps I need a hobby. Perhaps I need a hobby.
Bizarro world.
How are you? How you feeling? You've been fighting this little head cold.
I'm good. I am very good.
Get some sleep. You take those NyQuil, you sleep, dog.
I slept great. I got great REM sleep, deep sleep, all that.
Did you, what, your Aura Ring? Get
Aura
you all
Ring
the-
hooked me up. But it is, like yesterday it says, something is really stressing your body. Today it was very, very mild. So I'm like, I'm trying to figure out now how the hell this ring can tell you so much.
I mean, how does it work? It's right on your bloodstream or whatever?
It got sensors and stuff in it, you know, so I don't know. It's interesting, dog.
Jeff, if people are calling in about the James Cook thing, go ahead and take those calls. I'm trying to log into this computer from 1986. I think this is the computer Steve Jobs built in his parents' garage. I think the James Cook thing in a vacuum has absolutely nothing to do with Terry. But if you want to just be kind of intelligent about the way the league works, you know what teams are realizing is we got a game in 3 weeks,
four
weeks.
What they're realizing is the people we have, we better damn sure get them signed and move forward with them.
I am curious kind of what the latest is in Cincinnati with Trey Hendrickson. It'll be very cool to see the Bengals Monday night because that's a team that offensively, they're fantastic. And that's never been their issue. It's defensively. You know, did you see how the Bengals did in their first preseason game, B?
Yeah, they came out and Joe Burrow was balling.
Certainly. Joe Burrow balling has not been the problem in Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Burrow went 9 of 10 for a $123 with two touchdowns. Ja'Marr Chase had four catches for 77 yards and a touchdown. None of that is a surprise. What should concern the people in Cincinnati? Are you familiar with Tanner McKee's work?
No, don't know who he is.
He's the backup to Jalen Hurts. I believe he's a Stanford product. Tanner McKee in this game. Now, granted, they're not game planning. The Eagles have a lot of talent, all that. I understand. Tanner McKee went 20 of 25 for 250 and two touchdowns, bro.
Mm-hmm. Their defense has been a problem.
Yeah. Like, your defense has been a problem. I think you got to get Hendrickson back on the field to try to slow down dudes like Tanner McKee, let alone.
Realize that team been cheap for years, dog. Their mantra has always been they have an offense that's okay and their defense hasn't been. They may not change, knowing them. I mean, they may waste a damn good Joe Burrow, Chase, you know, and the Higgins. They may waste it by not. Look, they might have to average 45 a game to go and do what they got to do, what they want to do.
Hell, what did they average last year?
They averaged a lot. And they won how many games?
I think they went 8-9.
You know?
No, so, they went 9-8 last year.
9-8.
And still missed the playoffs.
And how many points they scored per game?
They
scored 30 something against us and lost, right?
They were 28. They averaged 28 a game, sixth in the NFL.
They might need to score 35, 36.
They really might. The defense was ranked 25th. They gave up 26 a game. And, dude, playing in that AFC North where I don't know what the Steelers are going to be. I don't know what the Browns are going to be, but you know what the Ravens are going to be. Like, do you see any chance the Ravens don't win double-digit games?
No, maybe it's going to be tough.
Unless Lamar gets hurt. I mean, that's always a caveat, but that caveat exists for most NFL teams. Trying to open these. I might need you to just pot up callers if we got a bunch because I got VX going. Let's hit these phones to start. Let's go to Austin is in Fairfax.
Austin, what up, Austin?
James Cook has signed, and Terry McLaurin watched his first practice of the year yesterday. How you feeling?
I think everybody's getting signed except Terry McLaurin is starting to get really frustrating. I mean, is it really worth, you know, $4 or $5 million that Terry's asking for to jeopardize a Super Bowl run with Jaden Daniels and Terry McLaurin? And I also don't think that it makes sense whatsoever to jeopardize losing Terry McLaurin when we just signed Deebo Samuel. Like, what is Deebo Samuel going to do without Terry McLaurin?
I think that's right, but I think there's positive momentum. I don't know that they're $4 or $5 million away. I think it's more about guarantees over the long term. But you're not incorrect, dude. So you don't feel better considering where things are right now?
Not at the moment, no. I mean, honestly, it's just getting frustrating at this point. I mean, I've been looking forward to this season more than any other season in my entire life, and with this whole entire Terry situation, it's making me real nervous. I mean, I'm even worried about playing the Giants week one, especially with that defensive line.
I mean, that Giants D-line looks good. Abdul Carter looks really good. Austin, are you a nervous guy by nature?
Yeah.
Austin, I was about to say, Austin don't care about Dalvin Cook. He don't care about Terry being in practice. He already upset. He don't care. He didn't have to. All that stuff that came happened yesterday didn't change him one bit.
Thank you for calling, Austin. Appreciate you listening, buddy.
He's saying not at all. I can hear it in his voice.
Thank you, buddy.
Thanks.
See you, man. We got Austin needs some.
They could have said that. Oh, they're talking now. He wouldn't have cared.
What do you call it? Ashwagandha? Stuff that calms your brain down
a little bit?
Yeah,
ashwagandha.
Ashwagandha is a real thing. It's not weed, Landfill. It's a herb. I believe it's an herb, not marijuana.
Somebody probably.
I thought ganja was what you were trying to come up with.
That's another. That's more potent. That has psychedelic impacts. Let's go to Elijah in D.C. Eli, you feeling better, dog?
I'm feeling better. For me, it's not over to the fat lady sings, man. This happens every year. You have to understand that coaches, in between these practices, they're sitting down, they're having conversations about the production and the gap. For me, I think not having Terry McLaurin sign is going to create a production gap, right? Not saying that we can't fill that gap. I do feel that five can fill that production gap for you, but does he have to? Should he? The preparation work that's going to go into this thing, if you don't have a legitimate wide receiver play, it's just going to ask a lot of the coaches. It's going to ask a lot of other guys. It's going to ask of other guys to step up. You're going to potentially see other points that maybe you just didn't want to see. You talk about certain things getting swept under the rug. I'm not a believer. I don't want stuff swept under the rug. I want everything how it needs to be. But I think certain points will start to show themselves, because when the lights get big, five is going to show up, and he's going to put the team, he's going to strap the team on his back and do what needs to be done. But you as an organization have to protect your investment to see and say, hey, man, we know he has the gas. He can put his foot on the gas, and he can just absolutely take over a game. But let's help him out. It's going to change. It's going to require a lot of these other skill position guys to be ready to roll. If you don't know what your position is, if you got a three by, if you got a set, and you need somebody to move to the other side, and now he don't know what his new responsibility is, now you are hurting our investment as a long term, because now he has to start making up for things, and the risk factor raises up.
Yeah,
because he has to say, man, I need to put my cape on. I'm getting to the playoffs.
See, the thing about
he's getting there.
That's what they need to avoid. Five putting on his cape.
He's going. He's gonna get there. He don't care if he by himself. His mindset, he's going. Also, Steve Young talked about him being the prototypical guy. I know you got to cut me loose. If you could just talk about that. I don't know if y'all got to check it out.
That's at 11:30, dog. Yeah,
we saw it.
It's on the show sheet. Don't worry.
It was killing. Steve Young talked about how great of a guy and of a prototype he is.
That's understandable. But you don't want him to have to be putting on a cape.
That's what I'm saying.
Thank you for the call,
Eli.
You know,
it's like having a Bugatti. You better keep put that thing. In the wintertime, you put your stuff where you need to be. You know how it is. You got that Ferrari. Hey, Joe, I need my tires. I ain't getting no snow and no dust and no crap on my tires. I'm putting my stuff away how it needs to be to protect it. That's what they need to do, man.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Eli. Eli got a lot to say. Not incorrect. I think you're right. Yeah,
the main thing he said, five will throw on his cape. You don't want five to throw on his cape. You don't want him to have to do much.
Not if for 17 games.
If you can help him, you want to help him to where he only throws on that cape in necessary situations. You don't want the whole damn game to be a necessary situation.
Totally agree with that. I think Terry McLaurin helps a lot in that capacity. Phone lines started jumping early. I'm not the only one excited about James Cook getting a
ain't nobody care about contract. James Cook, Jim. They care about Terry.
It's the time of year is what I noticed.
They are not concerned about James Cook. Terry was outside yesterday, dog. And whatever makes him think more about him possibly getting closer, that's all that matters.
Catch me outside. You know who else is outside? If you're looking to buy or sell a house, John Leahy, boots on the ground, man. Whatever's going on in the DMV marketplace, John Leahy knows how to get it done. You can't sell your house. You want to buy a house. You're looking for a good deal. Whatever it is, hit up John Leahy. He's the DMV MVP of real estate.
Yeah, but he'll get it done for you just like he did for Ashley. Ashley had purchased her Upper Marlboro home 2 years ago, but it hadn't gained any equity for her. It had become time.
Jersey schedule for the 2025 season. I've learned a lot here, and I have one favorite pick for the Commanders jersey schedule.
What's that?
All right. So we know the new throwbacks they rolled out, the old uniforms basically, the whites, are called the Super Bowl era uniforms.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We already knew this. They're wearing those, the two Sunday night football games, home against the Seahawks week 9, home against the Broncos week 13,
yep.
And then Christmas Day against the Cowboys. I love that. Sunday night's the biggest platform in the NFL, and then Christmas Day against the Cowboys doesn't get any bigger.
Yep.
Do we know, are the Christmas Day games on Netflix? Are they on YouTube? I feel like that's been announced. I can't remember what it is.
It's Netflix.
Netflix. Okay, cool.
I kind of don't worry about what they own, because I'm nominated all of them. So,
I know. Yeah. Sure. I'm just saying, like, speaking of the platform, how big that game is. All right. So, real question for you, B. Of the current uniforms, and maybe they just invented this, maybe this already existed. Do you know the terms for the whites and the burgundies?
No.
I didn't either. So they call it the Monument White, which is the, you know, the existing, the rebranded white jersey with the burgundy pants.
Okay.
So they're going to wear the Monument Whites. Week one against the Giants, week four in Atlanta, week five in L.A. They're going to wear the Monument Whites week eight Monday Night Football in Kansas City. They're going to wear the Monument Whites week 11 in Madrid against the Dolphins.
All right.
Kind of cool. Week 14 against the Vikings, that's a road game. Week 15 is up in New York against the Giants. And then week 18 is the Eagles. So they got...
How many total games are they?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. They're wearing the Monument Whites the most.
An 8 game?
8 games.
And then 3 games, the...
3 games, the Super Bowl joints, yeah.
But a Super Bowl era. And then the other 6 games is going to be what?
Hold your horses. Do you know what they call the burgundy jerseys? Legacy Burgundy.
Okay.
They're going to wear the burgundy joints week 2 in Green Bay on that Thursday nighter. Week 3 at home against the Raiders. Week 7 at Dallas.
All right.
Week 10 at home against the Lions. And week 16 against the Eagles.
All right. That's 4 games?
That's 5.
5 and then 1 game in the Blacks?
So they're wearing the burgundy at home against the Eagles, the whites on the road against the Eagles. So there's 1 game where they're wearing the Battle Blacks. And I think they nailed the selection.
Night game?
It's a night game.
Against?
Monday night against the Bears.
All right.
Do you know what they were wearing last year for the Hail Mary?
Yep.
I think anytime they're playing the Bears from here to eternity, wear the blacks. Like, if you go back to the old uniforms and you only keep the blacks around just to play the Bears in it, you have my full support.
Yeah.
Torture them with that. I hope that corner has a picture of the black uniforms in his locker.
He does. He might have them on his chest the way that they were handling them.
All right, so you have your official uniform release from the Washington Commanders. I thought this was pretty interesting. ESPN.com did a ceiling and floor for every NFL team.
Uh-huh.
I've said repeatedly, I think the floor for this team is really high, and I think a lot of that is because it is Jaden Daniels driven. When you have a stud quarterback, like the Bengals last year had an awful defense, but Joe Burrow was so damn good, they still won 9 games. They missed the playoffs, but like, it's very rare, barring an injury, if you have a true stud quarterback that your team is awful.
Yeah, true about that.
Like, you might, things can break wrong, but if you have a true stud quarterback, you're probably getting to 9 wins. Injuries could always change everything.
Yep.
In this ESPN.com article, they said the floor for this team is 7-10.
For Washington?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm reading now from ESPN.com. This is written by John Keim, who I believe, yeah, John's joining us at 1 o'clock. The floor, they say, I'm just going to read what he says. Washington's offense will face more challenges playing 11 games against teams ranked in the top 13 scoring defenses last season. The Commanders need more from their defense, specifically in the fourth quarter. They ranked 18th in scoring and 13th in yards, though 30th in rushing yards per game. But in the fourth quarter, they ranked 28th or worse in 9 key categories.
Damn.
Their secondary should be much improved with the addition of rookie corner Trey Amos and a healthy Marshon Lattimore. But the latter needs to be durable, something he hasn't been the past 3 years. A beefed-up defensive line with multiple key additions, including pass rusher Von Miller, needs to produce. When you see those fourth quarter numbers, don't you think Von Miller was brought here specifically to address some of that?
Yeah, because he talked about playing only a certain percentage of plays, which troubles him a little bit because he can't set people up. I guess he got to set them up a lot quicker now because he's not going to be getting more than 25%. I'll say 20%, 25%.
One thing I found interesting was he said on Pardon My Take on PFT's podcast, that he expects to play more here than he did in Buffalo. And so maybe that will help him.
How much
he
played in Buffalo?
I could try to pull up the snap counts. But I think you're right. I think it was around that 20% number.
You want him for the fourth quarter. You're going to try to find a way to make sure he's there for the fourth quarter.
And maybe not on first and 10, but like, I think this team wants Von Miller. Von Miller last year for the Bills played on 25% of snaps.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder what that'll look like. I mean, what do you think is reasonable to push him to? 30, 35, a third of snaps?
Unless it's one day he's feeling real good and he's having a lot of success, let him roll. They'll take care of him in practice.
You got to treat him like
and you say, see you on Wednesday. See you on Friday, Vaughn.
Right.
Say, see you on Friday, and everybody says, yeah, no. I'm talking about Vaughn.
Just 24. It's interesting, I think, because DQ really takes care of his guys during the week.
Yeah.
Know how to handle Vaughn, and I think if they can balance the snaps during the game so that it's more in the fourth quarter, I think that would help a lot. Like, if you have – this offense is good enough, I believe, that they're going to move the ball plenty. And so if you are up 10 and the opposing team gets the ball in the fourth quarter with 4.5 minutes, and you know maybe it's not true no huddle, but they're going to be going up-tempo trying to get a score, That's Miller time, baby.
Yeah. I think he's the type of guy where, you know, if you put him in the game early and he just has great success and he lets you know, this guy can't block me, he may get a little bit more run, especially in the fourth quarter.
For sure.
In the fourth, I might say you want to go now, you want me to just let you loose in the fourth. Because if the guy you know can't block you, I'll take success early, but I damn sure want it late.
Now, one thing I have said repeatedly is I think the floor for this team is really high, and I think because of Jaden, the floor is really high. I think Terry McLaurin's availability impacts the ceiling of this team, how good they can be. Are we actually talking about the Super Bowl? Like, I think you need Terry on this team to get there.
I think it affects the ceiling and the floor. Because if he's not on the team, I think the floor is going to be a little lower than what we think it is, even though we have Jaden.
True. I mean, it's going to impact the offense.
Yep.
So the per ESPN, the floor is 7-10, the ceiling is 12-5.
Hmm.
Does that sound about right to you?
Yeah, I think of that. I think 12-5 is a hell of a record.
It's where they were last year.
Yeah.
Landini, what's your ceiling and what's your floor for these Washington Commanders?
I mean, I think the ceiling is, you know, realistically something like 15-2 or 14-3.
Really? You think that high?
Yeah. And then assuming Jaden doesn't get injured, I would say the floor for me is at least 8 wins.
So I think I'm with you on the wins. I think 8 sounds about right. For you to go that high, you think this offense could just be dominant? Like, how do you get to 15-2 is a hell of a record, dude.
Yeah, I mean, it's just Jaden's second year, and if the the secondary can kind of hold it together a little bit, they could be a lot better.
Secondary should be much improved. I think I'm with Lamphill on the floor at like 8.
Yeah, 7-8 wins. I'm that's the same for me right there. But 15-2 is a lot going on. 15-2 means you got a hell of a defense too.
If I would have let you guess, who would have said 15-2?
I thought it would be Jeff.
I thought it would be Jeff, too. Jeffrey, what's your ceiling? What's your floor?
He might be rubbing off on Lamphill.
He's coming in undefeated.
Yeah, if Lamphill taking 15-2, I'm taking 17-0. I don't know, man. I see us realistically like 13-4. Because it's like, I just think, without division games, them games can go either way.
Agreed.
That I believe that could be a problem.
So what's your floor then?
My floor? Oh, at least 10-7. At least. We got to make a run at the playoffs. If we addressing problems that we had last season. Now, if we don't make it to the NFC championship again, I'll be fine with that. But we need to at least be in the playoffs.
I'm with you on that. The playoffs are vital. More slump, all that stuff, just making it to the playoffs. And I believe they have a good enough team to get it done. And if everything works out how we expect it to work out, I think they have a team to be able to get in the playoffs, and people will have to be concerned about them.
I agree with that. I think to have a floor that's three games over 500 is a little high. I do think it's a difficult schedule. I do think there's, you know, they clearly tried to rebuild this defense for a purpose,
mm-hmm.
to be better against the run, but you still got to see it happen.
Yep.
There's a little saying, JP, called know your personnel. So when you ask Jeff a question, you need to expect, you can't expect logical answers. You got to expect Jeff.
Hold on. 10-7 is logical.
That's the floor, you said.
Yeah, the floor.
Okay.
It's not that far off from us saying like 8-9 wins. I find this interesting. Just in this ESPN article, they have the Bears basically just one game different than Washington. Ceiling of 11-6, floor of 6-11. The optimism surrounding the Bears, I find pretty damn interesting.
Well, everyone is giving all that credit to Ben Johnson. And I don't think we truly know that Ben Johnson is that capable right now.
I agree, dude. Like, rookie head coach might be great. Rookie head coach with a second-year quarterback that has some, like, legitimate things to work on. I don't know. He's got undeniable arm talent, too. I find that curious. What would you say the Eagles' floor is?
Eagles' floor? If everything is like it was last year.
Let's check in with old White Brian. New York Football Giants, WB. That's your squad. What is the floor for the New York Giants?
One. Three wins.
That's the ceiling you say is three
wins? That's the floor. That's the floor. All right. So what is the ceiling for the Giants?
11.
What?
How do they get to 11, White Brian?
Russell Wilson turns back the clock. Malik Nabers has 2,000 receiving yards. And Cam Scadabo and Tyron Tracy are a great backfield.
What is more likely to you? The Giants open against the Commanders here, then they get the Cowboys at home, then they get the Chiefs and the Chargers all in the Meadowlands. Of those first four games, what is more likely, 0-4 or 4-0?
0-4.
If they're 0-4, does Daboll make it to Halloween?
I think Daboll makes it until December.
So the Giants start. I didn't realize both of their first two games are on the road, NFC East division games. Division games are just so crazy. The Giants' schedule is pretty damn hard, too. So ESPN.com says the floor for the Giants is 4-13. The ceiling is 9-8. For those Dallas Cowboys, they say the floor is 5-12. The ceiling is 11-6. Of Dallas, they wrote, how ready is Brian Schottenheimer for his first head coaching job? He saw his father, Marty, coach four teams and has been an assistant coach in the NFL for more than 20 years. Players like the culture he has built so far in the spring and summer, but he will be counted on to make split-second decisions that will make impact and winning and losing, which ultimately will be how he is judged. The Cowboys aren't a typical team given the attention they receive on an hourly basis.
Yeah.
Good luck. Good luck, Brian.
We will see about it.
Remember earlier, he's like, yeah, I've had a ton of opportunities. I just turned them down.
I don't buy that. I don't buy that whatsoever.
Do you think Brian Schottenheimer
has... You know, this one here feels like he's going to be like a little puppet, and somebody else is going to be speaking for him.
What do you believe more in?
A ventriloquist.
Brian Schottenheimer's previous head coaching opportunities or Jeff Walker catching a pass against Fred Smoot in coverage?
Jeff catching the pass.
Belief right there.
When we come back, we're going to preview the BMW Championships up at Caves Valley in Baltimore.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
RIP Ozzy. All right, folks. Time to get to the Rood guest hotline. Rood is the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Talk to our friend, Mr. Neil Greenberg, sports writer, analytics, fantasy, betting for the Washington Post. You can read all of his work at WashingtonPost.com. Greenberg, what's up, dude?
I'm doing great. How's everybody there?
We're chilling, brother.
So I had a dream about Terry McLaurin that he was getting his contract pretty close to done. I then, you know, see the news that James Cook signed a deal with the Bills, ending his holdout and hold in and whatever else. We're getting to that time of year where deals start to get done. How do you feel like this thing is closer, further, the same? Where do you think Washington is with Terry?
I think we're further because the organization got a little bit of a boost with the Courtland Sutton deal. And I think that derailed McLaurin's hopes of getting anywhere near like 27, 28, 29 million per year average value. My question would be, is there nothing to be done with the term and the guaranteed money? I mean, because that's really all that matters. Is there no way that you can front load it to give him extra money? Is there? It just seems like there should be a lot of wiggle room, especially with the way the NFL salary cap is. But I think more importantly, the organization really painted themselves in a corner talking about the Commanders tag and what it means to be a Commander and the people that they want here, et cetera, et cetera. And as I said before, if Terry McLaurin doesn't fit that box, mm-hmm. then probably nobody does. And you have to figure out what that is worth.
Yeah.
If you're saying that Terry McLaurin at 30 years old is worth $25 million a year, you know, based on his age and where they expect him to go, et cetera, you know, that's fine. But there has to be a premium for him being the guy that fits all the other traits that you want off the field. And it doesn't seem to me, from everything that I've heard and read, that that's happening. And I think that's a shame.
I guess we will kind of just watch it unfold. It's an interesting time because we all know deadlines drive the deals. I wanted to, you had a couple of things that I found really interesting. And I want to start, as we're getting closer and closer to the NFL season, you're looking at the entire league, where you can find an edge, where you can find a winner, whatever it is. Survivor pools are one of the most popular things among NFL fans. And you said, and I think this is pretty interesting, you think the Commanders going up against the Giants could be one of the most popular Survivor picks week one. Now, most Survivor pools are not against the spread. You just have to pick a winner. How did you land on that and why?
Well, I'm just looking. I'm looking at the spreads of the Week One games, and there's only a couple that fall outside the 1 to 2.5 point favorites. You have the Eagles favored by 6.5 at home. You have the Commanders favored by 6.5 at home. You have the Cardinals favored by 5.5 on the road, and the Bengals favored by 5.5 on the road, and then the Broncos favored by 7.5. So that's it. So there's only like a handful of big favorites that you can look at, if you're in a survival pool. Everything else is a pretty narrow 1 to 2.5 point spread, which is relatively a coin flip. I don't think anyone's going to be looking to stake their survivor future in the week one on a might be. I think the Eagles are obviously a top team. People are going to want to save them. I think that, Arizona beating the Saints might be something that people look for, because Arizona is not going to have a lot of opportunities to be this big of a favorite. The Bengals will be a team that people save. And I think, Denver, I don't know if you want to burn Denver necessarily. So I think Washington could be one of the more intriguing ones, because a lot of people are down on the Giants. And I think people are going to worry that Washington, has a stronger schedule. There won't be that many opportunities for them to be big favorites. So I think that they might be one of the more popular teams in week one.
It's funny looking at the week one matchups, we're inside of a month of this. Cowboys Eagles is the Thursday nighter. Chiefs Chargers is the Friday nighter from Brazil. Then Sunday, you got just a ton of games, including, Commanders hosting the Giants. The national TV game, Lions-Packers. The Sunday night game is Ravens-Bills. And then you get Vikings-Bears on Monday Night
games
Football.
Games you got to be leery of. A lot of those games, people are not going to want to touch them. Rival game.
Yeah.
Dude, I would think Broncos over Titans would be the most popular Survivor pool pick.
It might, but... It might be. I think though that Washington would be up there. I don't know if a lot of people believe in Denver that much.
I believe in that defense.
I do too. But again, it's week one in Survivor tends to be very chalky, as close to a slam dunk as you can possibly get. And I just think people would view beating the Giants as a more likely situation than Denver beating the Titans.
Interesting.
Just Titans, anecdotally, right?
Rookie quarterback, right?
Titans rookie.
Yeah, just thinking about it. Just thinking about the game anecdotally. A lot of people are down on the Giants, and I just think that that's a, for lack of a better term, a quote unquote easy win for Week One. I that's just how I see it going.
So I the other thing you posted that I wanted to get to is kind of how you see the NFL for this season. I just dropped this in the text thread if you want to look at it, B. You have four teams that you qualify as elite: Ravens, Eagles, Bills, Chiefs. Of those four, who do you think is the most likely? B asked me this the other day. Who do I think is going to win the Super Bowl? And I named Bills, Chiefs, Eagles certainly are still loaded. I kind of like the Rams. Of those four that you see as elite, who do you think is most likely to win the Super Bowl?
Buffalo. I think Buffalo is a really good team. They've been good for a while. I don't think any team is more on the hot seat to win it than Buffalo. I think that they, you know, they're under the most pressure to win, mm-hmm. just based on what they've done as of late. But I do think that they're a good team. I think Philadelphia might have a tougher path. Kansas City, I do believe they're on the downside. Now that downside is coming off elite seasons, so they're going from like really great to really, really good. And, you know, Baltimore, something weird happens with Lamar Jackson in the postseason. Like, I can't explain what it is. You know, the numbers start to crater, and he's just a different person in the playoffs. So it's tough to pick Baltimore. So if I have to go from those four, I'd probably say Buffalo.
Well, Buffalo, I mentioned, like, they've been good for a while, okay? They haven't gotten it done. What's their receiving core this year?
Yeah, I mean, it's a fair question, but who's their quarterback, right? I mean, like that, you know, Josh Allen can smooth over a lot of cracks.
I understand that, but Josh Allen is a guy who puts himself in harm's way a lot. And just like running back who gets hit a lot, he got hit a lot last year. He tries that consistently over the years. That body's going to give up on him. We thought Ben Roethlisberger was invincible. They quickly showed us that he wasn't.
Khalil Shakir had a good year for the Bills last year. I think they want to see more out of Keon Coleman. The Amari Cooper thing clearly didn't work. But, yeah, I mean, you're right. Like, the Bills don't have these weapons that jump off the page at you. I mean, getting James Cook back was clearly very important for them. I mean, he went for like 1,300 yards from scrimmage. But, yeah, I mean, if you look at the Bills roster – I think they have a good defense. I like the way they get after the passer. You lose Von Miller. I don't know how they'll replace that. But of skill positions, I think the Bills and the Chiefs have the two weakest groups of the teams you put as the elite four. Eagles clearly have the best. And then I'd probably put the Ravens just having Derrick Henry. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
But I'd also say Buffalo's path to the Super Bowl is probably easier through the AFC, right?
The AFC East, anyway.
Yeah, because Philadelphia, you know, has to deal with Detroit, Washington, Green Bay, San Francisco. Like, you know, there's just a lot of really good teams in the NFC, too. So I think that does play into it in some way.
The Bills, to get to a Super Bowl, most likely are going to have to beat Lamar and Mahomes. Or you could say that for any of those teams. Like, for Lamar to get to the Super Bowl, most likely you got to take out Allen.
Right.
And hell, Burrow might pop up there. You never know.
Right. Your next tier down, you listed these as legit Super Bowl contenders. The top was elite. This is legit. Detroit, Washington, Green Bay, Denver, San Fran, and the Rams. Of that group, who do you think's most likely to pop and win a Super Bowl?
I like Denver this year. I like them as an upside. I like Green Bay. I think as long as Jordan Love is healthy, they have a lot of interesting things going on that they can surprise. Detroit is obviously like the chalky type pick. You know, Washington, I'm really excited about Washington's season because no one knows anything about what's going to happen. Like, we just don't know. It's year two of a really good quarterback. They added Deebo Samuel. Who knows what's going to happen with McLaurin? Who knows what the defense is going to look like? You know, year two of the coaching staff. Like, there's just a lot of stuff going on that we, as like me, as like an analytics person, just can't model. Like the art science, you know, ratio for Washington is way more art in just terms of, you know, having to think through what's going to happen. I don't really have concrete numbers on, you know, what I think is going to happen or with any type of certainty. So I'd have to put Washington in that mix because, you know, what if it gets better? Like, what if season two is better than season one despite the tougher schedule? That's an interesting proposition. I mean, what if, you know, what if Jaden Daniels is better? What if McLaurin's back? What if McLaurin plus Deebo makes a really interesting situation? What if, you know, Daniels' running ability really helps the overall running game? You know, and they have Eckler to catch passes and B-Rob to run it north and south. I mean, you know, there's just a lot of stuff that we that can happen that's really good for Washington, and they're really intriguing as a as an upside play.
The strength of schedule comes from what people did the year before, probably, right?
Yes.
What if, like, we see teams that were great one year, don't be great the next year?
That's right. I mean,
so
what if we
expect Washington to have a tough schedule. What if some of those teams not like they were last year?
You're absolutely right. Like, what if, you know, Jalen Hurts is a great example. Jalen Hurts might be one of the most polarizing players in the NFL in terms of how good people think he is. And what if the naysayers are correct this year? Or what if he gets hurt and Philadelphia finds himself out of the picture? You know, Washington immediately becomes the NFC East frontrunner. And then, you know, like you said, that's two games that they get to play against Philadelphia. And what if, you know, some of the other teams that they have to play just don't make it happen? That's possible. Like, all this stuff is possible. That's why I think NFL is so great because, you know, we have 1 week of games and then we get to talk about and figure out what's going to happen the rest of the way. So this is an intriguing season because you have, you know, we just talked about Buffalo, Kansas City getting older and maybe not as good as they used to be. So how much of these are legacy type picks? Philadelphia is coming off a strong season, but again, their quarterback is polarizing. Washington, Detroit, we talked about. I mean, there's just a lot of different scenarios that can play out.
Talking with our friend Neil Greenberg here on the Rood Guest Hotline. Rood makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. You can follow Greenberg at N Greenberg. Read all of his work at the Washington Post. One team I think I am less bullish on than a lot of others is the Niners. You have the Niners in your legit category. Why do you still feel like the Niners, even after a down year last year, still feel like the Niners are a Super Bowl contender? I mean, that team went 6-11 last year.
Yeah, that was injuries, though. I mean, they just had a lot of injuries that they were dealing with to really good players. I have to assume that everyone's going to be healthy, you know, for all teams and all players.
Neil, is like, yes, it was injuries, but a lot of these guys are still injured. They're talking about Ayuk maybe for week six. A lot of it is, oh, well, you get Christian McCaffrey back healthy, right? McCaffrey's played one full season in the last four. He's played two full seasons in the last seven. Like, his talent is unreal, but, like, you've got a lot of dudes there that get injured.
Yeah, but you still might have Brock Purdy and George Kittle, and like you said, maybe you have a healthy McCaffrey, and then you have Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah.
Kyle Shanahan drawing up plays. Mm. Sometimes that's enough. You know, we talked about the importance of the quarterback. If you get anything close to what Purdy's been with some healthy players around him, they're going to figure out how to make it work. You know, so I definitely think that they lean more towards contender than they do non-contender. Now, again, you know, if McCaffrey's hurt, if, you know, losing Deebo ends up being really big, I mean, that's all something that could work out. But you know, I give San Francisco the benefit of the doubt. I know the betting markets are giving them the benefit of the doubt. The fantasy footballers are giving them the benefit of the doubt. So I think that they deserve to be considered contenders until we see something different.
I think offensively, they've been good without McCaffrey because he's not always in there. So they can be good like that. Their defensive guys are healthy, they can be a problem for people.
Sure. And they've been to two Super Bowls in the last 6 years. So, yeah. Like, there's a reason. And the NFC Championship game in two of the last 6 years. So mm-hmm. there's obviously a lot of talent there. I don't know, man. Like, to me, I think McCaffrey is a fade. I big picture tells me a lot there. Detroit, Dan Campbell starting to push back on people saying, oh, we lost both coordinators. Dan Campbell's like, yeah, we're still here. How do you land on the Lions?
I think they could be really good. They have a lot of young talent. They know how to use it. And, you know, I get that they lost, you know, their guys, and their guys are elsewhere. But, you know, you also learn what works, right? It's not like Detroit can't use their players in the similar situation that found success. You know, I don't see how you could be an offensive coordinator coming into Detroit and being like, all right, we have so many things that we have to change. It's just going to be more of, all right, well, it ain't broke. We're not going to fix it. Let's just, you know, make some stuff happen, add some new wrinkles here and there. But, I mean, I don't see them tinkering with it all that much. So I think as long as they're healthy, they should be really good in the NFC.
Well, you can't speak of injuries without Detroit. Detroit had almost 20 guys.
I mean, their defense
injured throughout the season. They were depleted and still were in the divisional round.
Yeah, now they've lost some key guys on the offensive line to injuries and retirement. But look, this happens. I mean, this happens every year. Every year, you know, guys are hurt and traded and retire, et cetera. But you know, I think Detroit's in a decent spot, you know, in terms of talent, coaching, schedule, what they need to do. I think that they're going to be just fine.
Greenberg, football is coming, man. I'm excited. Thank you for the time.
I know. We talked a lot about football. I love it. No, more football, less contracts.
Yes, sir. All right. See you, buddy.
Be cool, brother.
All right. Love you guys. Bye.
That's our guy, Neil Greenberg. When we come back, what makes a prototypical quarterback in the NFL in the year 2025? Nobody go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.